USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise in many areas of the country, state and local authorities are issuing various restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. With that comes the consequences for business, particularly bars and restaurants, who've had the way they do business fundamentally changed by the pandemic. But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says that local Democratic leaders don't seem to care that they're crushing businesses in their communities. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that national leadership is also making COVID relief nothing more than a political issue.
They are crushing these small businesses, the millions of jobs that are tied to it, and they just don't seem to care. Speaker Pelosi won't even bring up a bill on the House floor that would get almost unanimous support that would allow these small businesses who are struggling to get another round of PPP loans, just because, as she said the other day, she doesn't want to help them. She's waiting for a new president.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years of age or older. Now that the COVID vaccine has received that authorization, the task of getting that shot out to millions of Americans is underway. Speaking at a Saturday press conference, Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer General Gustav Perna says his group's mission still has a long way to go to be completed.
We know every day American lives are lost, more fall ill every day, more struggle with the circumstances of the pandemic. So while today we applaud everybody who's been a part of the team, part of the collaboration, part of the success that's brought us here today, we know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine. To every American that wants it, receives it.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Stargazers will get the chance to see an impressive light show this weekend. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across the sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away. The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.